Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the great stuff you're doing for the community. That's for sure. Hey, this program is sponsored in part by the Operating Engineers and the International Brotherhood of Teamsters. We appreciate their support very much. Joining me today, we've got Randall Marshall with the ACLU of Alabama. Randall, welcome to the Union Edge.
Good afternoon. I'm happy to be on.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. Unfortunately, all too often, people don't understand what the ACLU does. And you guys get blamed for protecting flag burners and all kinds of unscrupulous people, when in fact, you are protecting everybody's rights all across the spectrum, and that's what you guys do.
That's exactly right. We think of ourselves really as, when we litigate, our client is the Bill of Rights. Of course, as attorneys, we have ethical obligations, but we defend people's rights regardless of their viewpoint.
And God bless you for doing that, because we need more people to do that as opposed to, well, I don't like what you're saying, so therefore we got to stop you from saying it. Really?
Yes, definitely.
Yesterday you had a spicy election going on in Alabama, and there's a lot of concern about voter suppression and voter rights being inhibited. I personally, as a veteran, think, I don't care which damn fool you vote for, but you've got a constitutional right to vote, and I'm going to stand up for that. Voter suppression, gerrymandering, voter fraudulent ID, so on and so forth. What happened in Alabama, and what can we do better next time?
Well, let me back up a second. Spicy, to say the least, was yesterday's election. But you're right. There is a very ugly underbelly to voting in Alabama, and not just Alabama, but other states as well. And I think you have to go back and look at the historical suppression of the right to vote in Alabama. I won't exactly say that Alabama is the birthplace of voter suppression, but it certainly was high up there that resulted ultimately in the passage of the Voting Rights Act. The second thing that, and this really became a key issue after the 2000 election, although it was prominent in Florida, it also affected Alabama. And that's when I think everybody began to understand just how many people were disfranchised from voting because they had a criminal conviction. And it literally is hundreds of thousands of citizens who are deprived of the right to vote permanently unless the government grants them the right back.
Mr. Marshall, let me ask you a question. Are we talking just about felons, or are we talking about people with misdemeanors?
It's mainly felonies, although Alabama has a provision in its constitution that if you're convicted of a crime of moral turpitude, you are you're disfranchised. And up until just this year, what was a crime of moral turpitude was solely within the discretion of each of the 67 county registrars. And so whatever.
Okay. I did not realize that crimes of moral turpitude applied to anything else in the world other than immigration. I'm a former immigration enforcement officer, so I know this. And how, just my God, subjective did they make that? And would not sleeping with a 14-year-old girl when you're 32 years old be a crime of moral turpitude in Alabama?
Well, there is a lot of irony, that's for sure. But that has finally been corrected. There was a bill passed after several years of work by the ACLU and many others to specifically define what crimes are crimes of moral turpitude. And so a number of people who had been previously disfranchised were able to register to vote and vote in this election. Roy Moore and his campaign was complaining about formerly incarcerated people being able to vote, but it certainly is the law. But moving on, the other big thing in Alabama and elsewhere too is the passage of voter ID laws that disproportionately impact rural, poor, black in Alabama folks and makes it harder for them to vote. And the whole thing behind a voter ID is the notion that somehow we have to protect against in-person voter fraud. And really, that's virtually non-existent in this country.
Right.
So this is just part of a movement to make it harder for people to be able to vote. You combine that with last year, the state of Alabama closed a number of DMV, the Department of Motor Vehicle offices, again, in predominantly African-American areas across the state. And that's one of the primary places that you get to register to vote. The Department of Transportation entered into a consent decree with Alabama to reopen those offices, albeit on a more limited basis.
Let me ask you this, sir. I mean, has anybody been convicted or even charged in Alabama for in-person voter fraud?
I'm not aware of it happening.
If it hasn't happened, then why are we going after aliens from Mars and greater reticuli and all these other places for voter fraud?
Yeah. It is part of a narrative that has been gaining prominence since the November 2016 election. In the claims, the unsubstantiated claims by the president that that large numbers of people illegally voted in an effort of essentially to say that Hillary Clinton won the popular vote is wrong, because if it weren't for the fraud, I would have had all the votes. So
let me ask you this. Has Mr. Moore or Judge Moore asserted that busloads of aliens were brought into Alabama to vote illegally to ensure that his opponent won the election?
I have not seen that claim yet.
Wait for it. Wait for it.
Absolutely.
You know, and I hate to make fun of this, but sometimes you got to make fun of this because, folks, undocumented aliens don't vote. They don't care who's running the country. They're coming here to the United States to work for a while, send that money home, and then go home. Okay? Documented aliens that have an intention of becoming a U.S. citizen know that under the Immigration and Naturalization Act of 1986, or IRA, that there is only one death blow to you becoming a citizen, and that is voting when you're not. Anything else can be overcome. So, this is silly. And quite frankly, those people who spend millions upon millions of dollars, taxpayer dollars, to fight these fights are not only tilting at windmills, they're abusing their horse like Sassy. What do we as fellow Americans have to do to convince people in Alabama, I don't care if you don't like that person or not, that's on you, but my God, they've got a right to vote. How do we help?
Yeah, well, it is a long process, and You know, unfortunately, we have a Secretary of State that has thrown in league with the Secretary of State from Kansas in trying to jump on this voter fraud bandwagon. It's one of those situations where I think it dates back, at least in my mind. I'm sure it goes on far beyond this, but. You know, it harkens back to me to the 2000 election that was so close between Bush and Gore, that the effect of the closeness of that race prompted a number of legislatures to make it harder to have a recount, to make it harder to register to vote, to make it harder to have your vote counted so as to not have a repeat.
And by the way, we got to destroy any paper ballots that are out there so nobody can prove that we didn't fix the system. Yeah.
Well, I will say, at least the paper ballots are maintained for 22 months after an election. That's a requirement. There was a last minute issue over ballot images. See, the voting machines that you use in Alabama and are pretty prominent across the country, they take the paper ballot, they scan it, and it creates a ballot image. And the machine actually tabulates the vote from the ballot images as opposed to the ballots themselves. And these machines can be set to retain that image or to not retain the image. And Alabama has chosen not to retain the image. There was a lawsuit filed and there was a last-minute preliminary injunction entered Monday afternoon requiring the Secretary of State to notify all the registrars that they should set their machines to retain them. But the state immediately appealed to the Alabama Supreme Court, which stayed that order. And so ballot images were not preserved from yesterday's election.
And thank you for the clarification on that. Mr. Marshall, I apologize. We have got to get going. I'm already running late. But I would like to get you back onto the program and talk about this because, you know, if I wasn't laughing about some of this stuff, I'd be crying because this is such a shameful act that some are propagating on the American people that we have to do something about this.
I'd be happy to anytime.
And how do we find out more about the Alabama ACLU?
Go to our website, ACLUAlabama, all one word, .org.
Sir, you're a gentleman, and I appreciate your time, and I look forward to talking to you again soon. And please, please keep up your great work. You're doing God's work.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. Randall Marshall of the Alabama ACLU. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.
Like what you hear? You can access exclusive content and other perks at patreon.com/theunionedge.